I think the only thing I would just maybe double down on your comment there that, you know, it's interesting over the last several weeks, I had several people asking, you know, they wanted a share position and they couldn't get it. They said the stock just wasn't available in the markets. And absolutely, I think now is that opportunity. So, you know, I think that for sure the excitement is only going to build as we approach our next drill program in just a couple of short months.
Brian Miller, Astra Exploration. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, Andy.
Great. So I had you on just recently, and we had some great results. You released some great results and really got to understand your project more. And just full disclosure, I am now an investor and buyer in the company. And full disclosure, Astra Exploration or Brian did not pay for this interview. I'm really curious here. You had some more great news here leak out. I want to say leak. It was put out just recently in the last 24 to 48 hours. Correct me if I'm wrong. Talk to me about why this is so great news to somebody that doesn't really understand, to a non-geologist that doesn't understand.
Yeah, it's the bottom line is it was great news because this really opened up the system in several dimensions. The footprint is larger laterally. We extended things at depth. And perhaps more importantly, the southeast extension of these main known structures was confirmed. The mineralized structures are confirmed to continue to the southeast. And that was perhaps one of, if not the most important target on this. And we really opened that up with this last set of results.
Okay, so I want you to walk me through this and this picture that we have, this diagram that we have of the drilling really does paint a fantastic picture. So, to all my viewers and listeners, please correct me if I'm wrong, Brian. This was the original drilling in the, I want to say, the northwest corner-ish, if you would, and you started targeting the southeast area. That t talk to me about that. What did you guys hit, and what did this tell you? This
Sure. And apologies, I'll be looking at a different screen, so I'll be looking away from the camera. But this is an image from the news release here. And why this is important, these blue holes, these are the ones that we just released in the second batch. But as I mentioned, we opened the system up laterally. So hole 113, hole 105, these open the system up laterally to the west. And then holes 109, 108, of course, 108 was the major hole that we put out in the first release, and 111 really opened this thing up laterally to the east and demonstrated continuity potential between the main zone and the eastern zone. But as I was mentioning, quite importantly, to the southeast here, you see these two dashed lines, one here and one here. These are cross-cutting faults. And so part of the reason that this was previously interpreted to terminate was because of these faults. They do cause some offset, but they're not major. And also, there is a post-mineral unit to the southeast here, and this is the shaded area. It's a post-mineral breccia. And this happened after the veins were in place. So it's laying on top of the veins, and there are no veins in them. And in addition, you've got this whole system that is plunging to the southeast. So the veins are going down into the ground further to the southeast. Now, talking about the significance, I don't want to get in the weeds too much, but you do have to get into some technical details to understand the significance of hole 107 and 110. I've fielded a lot of questions from people whose concern was that there's high grade in 107, but 110 intersected veins, but not grade. And to understand that, you have to understand some of the stratigraphy. So to try to simplify it best I can is you have three layers basically, and think about it like Neapolitan ice cream. You have the top layer, the white, which is the post-mineral breccia. It lays on top of the veins. You have the strawberry, the red, in the middle, which is the rhyolitic tuff. That's the favorable host rock where you have veins and grade. And then at the bottom, you have the chocolate or the andesites, which have veins, but not grade. And so what happened is we drilled hole 107 and we hit that strawberry unit in the middle. And then we stepped out to the southeast. We drilled 110 and we drilled it deeper because the system is plunging, and we hit the andesites, or the brown of the chocolate. The andesites had veins, but not grade. And so what's important is we know that structural unit continues to the southeast. What's perhaps more important are that holes 110 and 115 actually showed us that the post-mineral breccia, the white unit on top, is getting thinner now as we come out to the southeast, and the red unit, the favorable host rock, is getting thicker. So that really opened up this southeast strike for follow-up drill targets. And we've also got geophysics, and we didn't include them in the news release because you can start really complicating things very quickly. But the geophysics also show that post-mineral breccia is getting smaller to the southeast, and there's major structural corridors that extend for a long distance, as shown by the geophysics. So this really opens this thing up to the southeast. We were very, very pleased with these results.
Okay, so here's a couple of questions, and I actually really followed you very well when I'm looking at the diagram with what you just said, but I want you to answer the question just to make sure I'm understanding it. This is actually, and I'm going to use the word potentially, but this is actually potentially much bigger than your original assumptions. Is that correct? Because of what you just said.
I don't know if I'd call it bigger than our assumptions, but it was, in looking at the data beforehand, it was a kind of it would have been arm wavy at the time saying, what if? And that what if was, hey guys, this is.
It so validated it.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the more remarkable things about this drill program is that Diego's model was completely conceptual until this program, and it was validated in a huge way. I don't think any of us really expected it would be this successful and this predictive with a small drill program. So very, very good results.
Yeah. And I'm going to talk to my viewers and listeners here. So, and Brian, please correct me if I'm wrong here, make you interject. So typically what you happen is you'll have a junior explorer that is trying to hit gold or whatever asset that they're looking for. And because of cost, they will be discouraged to go in certain areas, or they'll make assumptions not to go in certain areas because of initial drill program. And from what Brian is telling me, is because you do have a lot of cash in the bank for drilling, you decided to move, if you would, to a place where you had an assumption, or you thought that there were going to be gold there, but it wasn't drilled previously, or it just wasn't drilled, or wasn't thought to be drilled because the assumption of that's where the veins would end at that fault. That's what you're telling me, correct?
That's right. To the southeast, it was previously there. This revolves around different interpretations. So part of geology, it's as much of an art as a science. And this was just a different interpretation. The host rocks versus the post-mineral breccia, I think there was different interpretations on those previously. And Diego recognized that those post-mineral breccias were indeed not host rocks as previously interpreted. And so you could easily see how one would conclude that this system terminates to the southeast. But when you realize and understand that those are not, in fact, host rocks laying on top, and that the system plunges to the southeast, and that there are faults there, but, you know, we confirm that those structures extend, and there's a lot going on. The geology is complex, but that is also part of the opportunity here. And we've got a lot better understanding of what's going on here. And now we know that these systems do extend. And so that's been a huge win.
Yeah. And it really just thinks to get away from geology for a moment and get into leadership and team building. This is all about having a great team and just a world-class geologist. That's really which is what you have in the long-term company building and asset building is really what's going to pay dividends to you. So explain to me a little bit more then, what is the plan here then in the next few months to prove this asset, prove it out more, and really open up the value even significantly more for investors?
Yeah, with this first program, like I said, this was 11 holes, 2,500 meters total. We have enough cash right now to fund the company into 2026, and that accounts for another drill program of about the same size. And what we generated for drill targets with this most recent drill program, our inaugural drill program, we're really excited about. We're looking to get back on the ground and start drilling just as soon as we can. That will be weather dependent. So we're looking at August, probably best case scenario. But we've got some really exciting drill targets coming up for this next set of this next drill program. And I think that given the results that we had here, I would expect that the market will recognize the significance of this first program and most likely take notice as we approach that second program.
Got it. And I noticed Charles Funk is on your board, if you would, as a director. And I've spent some time with him over Zoom, and I've come across as being, he comes across as being not only very competent, but very aggressive. I'm assuming some of that aggression you're tapping into or you have as well. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Charles is a go-getter for sure. He's a shaker and a mover. He's one of my founding directors, and yes, he's as much excited about this as anybody.
Yeah. So again, talking to my viewers and listeners, we have currently taken a core position and we'll be adding to that. We are adding on weakness. This is not investment advice. This was not paid for by Brian or Astra Exploration, but I just want to be very candid of you. We see weakness in the stock price as opportunity. We are only speaking for yourselves. Please do your own due diligence. Brian, anything else you want to add as we move to the fall and looking to get more drill results from you in the fall, maybe early winter?
I think the only thing I would just maybe double down on your comment there that, you know, it's interesting over the last several weeks, I had several people asking, you know, they wanted a share position and they couldn't get it. They said the stock just wasn't available in the markets. And absolutely, I think now is that opportunity. So, you know, I think that for sure the excitement is only going to build as we approach our next drill program in just a couple of short months.
Okay, so let's talk about that and we'll end on that. But just again, me talking to my listeners and viewers, this is how I typically do it. And this is just my own methodology and my portfolio manager's methodology. If we really like a project, we'll take a small initial position. And then what we'll do is we will hope, and hope is a terrible word in investing, but we'll hope and look forward to and are actually happy with weakness because it allows us to add more. We will start with the budget, meaning, okay, we're going to allocate a percentage, a certain percentage of this, but we don't blow it all just in the first purchase. We scale in, and that's how you get an average price and really the best price because you're never going to pick a top or a bottom. So, well, you rarely pick a top or a bottom. Brian, people want more information on your stock. How do they find you? What platforms are you traded? Not platforms, but what exchanges are you traded on, and what are your tickers?
The best way to stay up on company results is to go to our website and subscribe to the email list. That's the best way to stay in the loop. We are active on social media, on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Find us there. And we do have three listings. We're listed on the Venture Exchange in Canada. We're listed on OTC QB in the US, and we're also listed on the Frankfurt Exchange. Those tickers respectively are ASTR.V, ATEPF, and S3I on the Frankfurt.
Thank you so much, Brian. Oh, one other thought. I was just actually chatting with somebody in my YouTube comments. It was with an analyst, Lobo Tigra. I think it was on him. So everybody check out that interview. The person I was chatting with and texting back and forth was like, what good silver plays are there out there? And silver and gold plays, if you would, early exploration. And so I just, my viewers should check out Astra, again, not advice, but check out Astra Exploration and see what you think. So
that's, and I would mention one more thing on that point. That's a good point, Andy, is that You know, we had some spectacular silver results with this, but I think that this is most likely, Diego would agree, as he said, that this is a gold project, but it does have some material silver to it. So call it 70% gold, 30% silver, but it is a mix.
Yeah, and that's actually 70-30. That's actually large exposure if you went to silver. So,
right.
Yep. All right, Brian, thank you so much. You're a gentleman, and looking forward to having you on again.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate the opportunity.
Take care.